Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Our disclaimer is as follows. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Welcome to those listening by computer, those listening by telephone. To God be the glory. It's good to see a brand new day, not just another day, brand new day. I'm thankful. I have my own issues I'm going through, but to God be the glory. I'm leaving it up to him to deal accordingly. I'm trusting in him. I am definitely believing in him to do his will, whether it is for me to be healed of this affliction. I believe he can do it. I'm sure he can. But is his will being done in my life and not my will? Of course, I'd like to be healed right now, you know, if possible. But if it's not God's will, I'm still going to believe in him because he brought me this far from a whole lot of other stuff, a couple of times from getting killed in the street and Brooklyn, New York, of all places. But I truly thank God for the time he has given me. I thank God for the listeners that are tuning in. I thank God for the encouragement that I can pass along to someone else and the encouragement that I receive from others, whether they leave a comment or not, just to see that somebody wants to know about the truth from the living God. His word is truth, and that's what I'm trying to live by today. Yesterday's gone. I can't change it. I just have to leave it alone and hope to see tonight and tomorrow. Only if it is God's will, it's going to be done no matter what I like or not. Okay. All right. Going to have greeting from good evening.
Good evening, darling. How are you feeling?
A little tired, but I'm still doing pretty good, you know. Hey. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, praise the Lord. God is blessing us. No matter how we feel or what we look like, we are still here. And that's the main
Amen.
Thing. You know?
Amen.
Yes, yes, praise. Yes, praise God, praise God. Okay. I see sis not on yet. Well, we're going to have prayer. Would you like to lead the prayer? Okay, if you have a prayer request, put it out there now. If you want it to be spoken, if not, you have unspoken requests, no problem. I just ask the Lord to bless my family, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Our neighbors on either side, the government of governments of the world, my wife, my mother, who is 98 and still living, that she'll come to the Lord, and the saints of God, and the sinners too. Okay?
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Most precious Heavenly Father, Lord, I come to you again. Thank you because you let us be together again. Lord, thank you for this podcast, to everyone that's on this podcast. Lord, you heard the request for the prayers for the mother, for the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the communities. Lord, thank you. Lord, please bless each and everyone, Lord, and a special request goes out for Deacon Armstrong, Lord. touch his body right now, Lord. Do it right now, Lord. Lord, for every wife, for every husband, for every girlfriend, for every boyfriend, for every friend, Lord, I want you to touch it, every one of them. Lord, for the incarcerated,
yes.
for the sick and shattered, for the sick and afflicted, for the hospitals, the nurse home, for the jails,
yes, Lord.
For the homeless, Lord, mm-hmm. I want you to do each and every one of them. Touch, Lord, whatever
yes.
they need, Lord, supply to them, Lord. Lord, if there's
yes,
an unspoken request for prayer, Lord, I want you to go out there
yes.
and whatever they're looking for, Lord, help them reach
yes.
it. Lord, whatever they cry
yes.
out to you for, Lord, touch them in a way that they know
yes.
that you are there with them. So touch, heal, and soothe each and every soul, Lord. For the ones dealing with loss, Lord, I want you to touch them and to heal their hearts, their broken hearts, Lord. Touch each and every one of them, Lord. So
yes.
for the ones
yes.
that need just somebody to be with them, Lord, send somebody with them. Send somebody that you
mm-hmm.
know that cares to cover them and touch them, Lord. And if there's somebody that's out there looking for somebody to talk to, Lord, just show them who to go to. Don't let them go to
mm-hmm.
anyone. Just show them who to go to. So I thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Letting me be a beacon for others. Lord, help me to be what you want
yes.
me to be, to do the way you want
yes.
me to do, and to answer the way you want me to answer. Lord, this I pray in the name of my Father, in the name of my Son, my brother,
yes.
and the Holy Spirit, Lord, I thank you. Amen,
yes.
amen, amen.
Amen and amen.
Oh, Lord,
praise
thank
God.
You for us being able to be together.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, for the time that you've given us, Father God. Truly, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you, God.
Lord, thank
okay.
you.
Yes, okay. I'm going to start this off like this. I didn't have a topic. I've been busy and tired and trying to do this and do that. And then my wife, she's not feeling good for a couple of days, looking after her after I get home from work. But we know, God, that you're able, and we're not going to even worry about it. We speak it out. Healing is on the way. We thank you, God, for that. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
okay.
Lord.
Yes. Okay, I got two scriptures. One, Isaiah 46 and 9. Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay. Isaiah 46, man. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see what we can do. Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. And the other scripture will be St. John chapter 1, verse 1. Starting there, okay? All right, we'll do Isaiah 46, 9 and 10, okay? All right, let's do this real quick. Where am I? Isaiah 46. There we go. All right, okay. Okay. Isaiah 46. 9 and 10. And it reads as thus. Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Alright, I'm here. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Praise, praise God. Now, John 1, okay, St. John starting at chapter 1, verse 1. Okay. St. John, starting at verse 1. Okay. And I'll read up I think I'll read up to maybe 14. Okay. All right. St. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, the darkness is sin, of course. Okay? Now, verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Jesus Christ, of course. That light was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That's Israel. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In other words, Israel, the Gentiles, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay? Praise God. Thank you for the reading of the Word, Lord, and to hear us. The Word is blessed already, and we thank God for that, that we can read the Word, live by the Word, because the Word was Jesus Christ. He made the world because he is the Word. And God used him. God spoke a word, and things just started. And then also, man was, he was created by God, not by another man. He wasn't created in the laboratory. Real quick, my wife and I, we sat there and they had this report on about chickens. I had mentioned it before to her, where they are going to start developing chickens in the laboratory. And they talked about it being, they wouldn't take up a lot of land, and the atmosphere, something about the atmosphere, you know. So these are going to be chickens grown in a laboratory, not as we would think a chicken is raised, you know, on feed and whatever else. No, this is going to be out of the laboratory. And I'm pretty sure they've been doing that for a long time. I don't know where they've been selling them at, or if there's a special type of people, I don't know. But this is what the world is coming to, y'all. Now, see, this is man. This is man's doing. God, he didn't allow man to have a laboratory so he could develop, you know. But this is man. Man wants to bring about life himself so he can be in control like gods, like Satan, you know, Satan. He wanted to be in God's place, you know. And these men, it's the same thing with them. They want to create this this meat, beef. They're doing it somewhere. I think it's in Europe somewhere. Not Europe. It's over there, one of those countries. They're developing meat in a laboratory. Now this country, They want to develop chickens in a laboratory, you know. And, you know, in the beginning, God, he created all things. But it was for man to eat herbs. And in other words, it was like for man to eat vegetables and fruit and vegetables until they sinned. God, he killed an animal and gave them the skins to wear to cover their bodies after they had sinned. But before that, there was nothing. Nothing had to be killed. Nobody was eating meat, none of that stuff, you know. But nowadays, it's going a step further. And, you know, we just have to be careful and make sure that we pray over our food, no matter what it is. You know, I tell my wife, I said, bless this food and drink. And she'll say, well, your drink is food too. No, but it's a drink, you know. And I pray over that because there are chemicals in all this stuff. And we have to be careful. I thought we had a juicer here. We got a blender. So I'm going to start blending up some stuff, you know, trying to get up off this meat, you know, not to be a vegan, no, but just try to eat healthier for my own sake. The vegans, they have a good idea and the right idea, but God made all things good. All things, in the beginning, all things were very good until sin came in. That's when, if you leave meat out too long, it spoils, you know. If you leave your vegetables out, they'll spoil. If you leave your fruit out too long, it'll spoil. So we have to understand and realize that we need to do things in a timely manner. And pray. We have to do a lot of, we got to do more praying these days than any other time that I can remember that I've been praying. I got to step it up because we don't know what they're putting in the air. We don't know if they're putting anything in the water. They want everybody on medication, you know what I'm saying? Pills and liquid. They, you know, hey. We don't know where these diseases and stuff come from. I asked my wife because my brother had asked me. He mentioned it to me. My brother, he lived in Baltimore, Maryland. Before that, he lived in Washington, D.C. But he asked me where my wife lives at. There is a big, huge number of people with diabetes. And he asked me one day, he said, why, you know, is there a dump or something around here? And I told him, I believe there was a toxic dump somewhere, but there's a very, very large dump, not junkyard, but it's a garbage dump or whatever. They have created a hill out of this stuff, you know. And people don't know. They don't be paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they're just taking the garbage up there to bury the garbage. Yeah, but there's a lot of things in our garbage that just doesn't go away just because you're burying it. You know, there are a lot of gases that accumulate underground. Methane is one of them. And they have pipes every so often. And I don't know. They might even be selling the methane off, you know, making a profit. But we just don't know. We just don't know. Now, in another area, I believe it's in Charlotte, where these women in the same little community or town or whatever it was, I think there's 20-some women developed the same type cancer. Now, you know, that don't sound right. No. There are too many in one place. But it just lets us know that there's something going on more than what we see and more going on to what we're being told, you know. The government, they talk about being transparent. You know, what is transparent? You know, hey, we can see as far as we can, you know, as far as you'll let us see, you know. But transparency can be flipped back, you know. What do you call a mirror. You know, you're looking at a mirror, but it's not transparent, you know. Now, they have two-way mirrors. You're looking through them. It's not transparent to you, but it's transparent to somebody on the other side. They can see everything, both sides, you know. So we have to be careful how we're living, you know. We have to be careful with people we deal with, you know. We need to try and get with the saints whenever possible, converse with the saints, you know, we call the saints, we talk with the saints, then we too we have these ministries on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network where we're trying to get out the truth. We want people to understand that things aren't going to get any better. There was never a normal except in the Garden of Eden when there was no sin in the world. There's no such thing as going back to normal because Adam and Eve were driven out of Eden. There's no more going back into Eden unless we serve God, we believe in God, we trust in God, we serve God, and we do this thing sincerely. And we try not to give the enemy a foothold. And he's got a lot of darts and a lot of tricks that he uses, a whole lot of them. And people that are weak, they're being overtaken. They are being overtaken because they think they got it going on, but no, it doesn't work like that. If you're not true to God and doing what you need to do for yourself, you know, it's hey, you just lost. You're just out there subject because the devil, he goes to and fro seeking whom he may devour. So Ephesians 6 tells us, it's very plain, Ephesians 6, and we go up here to the 10th verse. Wait, let me back up here. Let me back up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do this. Let's do number 7. Let's try verse number 7 here. Okay. No. Ephesians 6, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7. Okay. Okay. Ephesians 6, verse 7. And it said, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Bound or free. In other words, if he's a prisoner of sin, or if he's free through the word of God, or by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it says, and ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Unto you the whole of that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Let's skip down to 18 real quick. Ephesians 6 and 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And to God be the glory for that word. And it lets us know that there's going to come a day, and calls it the evil day. It's going to come on us, you know. It's going to be an evil day, and the enemy, the devil, Satan, he is tricky, he is slick. We just have to be prayed up, you know, have others to pray with us and pray for us, and just let people know, I serve the true and living God, not the God of this world, but the true and living God who abides in heaven, believing and trusting in him because he created the world. He created us through Adam and Eve. And we have to, you know, we just can't get for granted that we're going to live, you know, and we're going to live as long as forever. You know, we can't be worried about using no cream to take no wrinkles out of our face. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be worried about dyeing our hair, you know. We shouldn't be worried about suntan, you know what I'm saying, working out to keep that loose meat kind of tight there on the body, you know. We shouldn't have to worry about those things. We just ask God, our creator, to protect us, lead and guide us to all truth, to all truth. And if you believe, like I believe, like Miss Margaret, we believe that God is able. If he could save me from the streets and the drugs, he can save anybody. To be a drug dealer, to be saved. You don't have to be a homosexual or gay to be saved. All you have to do is profess and confess, Lord, I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me for my sin. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. You can be saved. But we cannot be saved today and go out and smoke weed tomorrow and think it's okay. I'm saved. No, it doesn't work like that. Saved is just like being in the ocean. You're out there. You're fighting for your life because you think you're drowning. You need somebody to come and rescue you. To save you. Same difference as Christ coming to save us. He died so that we don't have to die in our sin. Our sin can be forgiven no matter what it is. My sin was forgiven, you know, and I praise him every single day. Had it not been for him, I would have been dead a long time ago. But God, what he do for me, he can do the same for you if you trust him. And these scriptures I read, I am God and there is none other. There is none other. Of course, there have been many other books written, but the Bible, the holy scriptures, they were written by a handful of men over a period of 1,500 years. And no man has lived on this earth over 1,000 years. Methuselah, I believe he lived 969 years, come yeah. short of one day. Because with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. So, with the Lord, 969 years, hey, that's not even one whole day that he lived. It's a lot of years, but then too, you know, the Lord does not live in time. God does not live in time. He created time for us, and we have a limit on our days in life, which only he knows. We can't say, well, you know, I won't live to 80 years old, then I'm going to stop smoking weed, and I'm going to go to church, and I'm going to get saved. No, we don't know when our last breath is coming. We just don't know. We don't know. And we can't time it and test it and go to the doctor for pills that's going to help us, you know, live up to our expectation. No. When our time is up, our time is up, period.
then the body goes back to the dust and the soul goes to the Lord. He is the one that created it. So, you know, with those scriptures, Isaiah 46, 9 and 10, and then St. John 1 through 14, we look to God to do things for us. We were created to commune with God. We were created to worship God. You know, he has everything that we need. Whatever we need, he has. The world doesn't have anything for us. No. The world has set you up. And like my wife would say, the world, they'll lead you out on a limb, and then it'll saw the limb off, you know, while you're hanging out there. So the way we see how the world is going down, 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 down. And the word tells us that the things that are happening now, it's nothing compared to what is to come. And if it happens in our generation or my generation, you know, I just hope that I'm one of those that are raised up when Christ comes to get the saints, those that are in the graves and those that are still living, you know. And if he doesn't come in my generation, still I'm going to live and stay prepared to whenever he does come, you know. Praise God. Miss Margaret, you have comment?
Yes, I sure do. Yeah, back when you were talking about we're having the Eva days, that we will have the Eva days, honey, we're having Eva days now. There's no, it's so pathetic of how evil people are. Because, you can't even think they're going to the store or going to school or walking outside your house without somebody doing something crazy. People are so rooted in evil until it's not even funny anymore. It's just pathetic.
That's right. It is. It is. In my area, we watch TV, the news. We not every day, but we watch it just to see what's going on in the world, anything different than the killing. And we saw where these little kids are getting shot, you know, drive-by. Somebody shooting a four-year-old. I think it was one 12-year-old boy. I think his parents killed him in the house, tried to hide it. Then there was a child. The mother and the grandmother killed the child, buried her in the backyard, trying to hide it, but they were found out. This stuff, you know, it's involving kids. And the enemy, he is trying to get this next generation and the generation beyond. He's trying to get them by getting these young people, you know, getting them under the influence because we have heard that the schools, they're putting this information about transgender. I saw a report one evening that the girl, she said, I know I was born a girl. I know that, but I'm not a boy. I'm really not a girl. But I can be either one if I want to. I want my freedom. I think she was, 9 years old, something like that. Now, this doesn't even sound right, you know. There was a library that let LGBTQ plus have a gathering inside, and their funding is up for review, you know. But I'm sure they felt it was doing the right thing. They're people just like us, but their lifestyle is not like God created us to be. No. He did not create two men. He did not create two women. He created a man and a woman, which was the first marriage, Adam and Eve. And it trickles down from generation to generation. It's only right. But the way things are going in this world, especially in this country, oh, my goodness,
I was born here, but I'm an American, period. I'm just an American, a male American with a wife and family. And I try to uphold my family and let my children know that you have to carry this thing on. You need to teach your children in the way that they should go. Teach your young men and mothers, teach your daughters, you know, that you are a woman. You are a woman. There is no way that you can be a man. Operations, it only changes the physical aspect, but your mind is still a woman. Your insides, your internals is still a woman. And men, you can change your physical look, but it's not going to change anything because you're a man and you're created by God to be a man. And no matter how many laws they come up with or pass, men will be men and women will be women in God's eyes. There's no other difference. There's no he, she, or she, he. No, we are all men and women. Yes, and we love them all, but their lifestyle and their actions that they profess to do, no. Don't have a part in that. No part whatsoever. No, it's all wrong. It's all wrong. Two women, they cannot create children. Two men can't. Two women can't. No. The man is the giver, and the woman is the receiver. So there's nothing between two men and two women that can create a another human being. Oh, of course, we can adopt all day. But they're not from your loins. They're not from your body. You can call it yours all day, but you have another intelligence from somewhere else. You have no idea that you have taken in, so to speak. And the child is going to look at that and say, okay, all right, it's all right for two women to be together, or it's okay for two men to be together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they talk about. My parents, man, two men. They married, you know, that's a marriage. Or my parents, two women. Hey, they got married. That's man and wife. No, that's woman to woman or man to man. We just can't change that. But God, the only solution, He is the only solution to keep our children, keep their minds from being tainted about this transgender thing. You can be whoever you want to be. You know, boys can be little girls and little girls can be boys. Oh, man, it's really rough. It's really rough. You know, like I say, but God. Okay. Miss Margaret, any comment?
Well, I tell you, you hit the nail on the head on that one. Because honestly, there's no way that two women could solely be a mother and a father to a child. There's no way two men could be a mother and a father to a child. I don't care how feminine you act, you're not feminine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how masculine you act, you're not a male.
Mm-hmm.
So two people cannot do that. I don't care who don't like it, but people cannot do that. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of all of that.
Yes.
So if it's right then and what right then, God had to repent and tell them he's sorry.
That's right. And then make a turn from the way they're going, you know. They have to make a turn.
Uh-huh.
They just can't repent and say, Lord, save me, and believe that they're saved and keep on doing the same old thing. That's not going to work. That's living a lie. That's living a big lie. Yes. But, you know, when I was in the world, I was caught up in that. homosexual scene, you know, with some gay men. What, 1, 2, 3, and come to find out that my best friend, he was having sexual relations with another man. And, you know, man, we were friends for a long time. You know, we get high. I come over to his place, or me and him, we take a ride up to the city, or we run down to Philly or something, you know, and never realized. And then one day he just came out boldly and said, you know, we don't need no woman now. You know, we got each other. You know, I said, you know, I stepped back and I said, what? I said, you know, I like my woman, bro, you know. And he said, well, we ain't going to have no woman. You know, we can do each other. I don't know, bro. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It was messing with my head because we had taken women to the motel, you know, and we did this and we did that together, you know, and we were two men doing what we did. But now it was like he wanted to take the women's role and me to still be the man. It's like, come on, man, you know, where'd you get this from? But I realized he had a lot of brothers, and something had to happen as they were growing up in the house with a whole lot of brothers, you know what I'm saying? Because his father wasn't there, and his mother definitely couldn't do everything. But, you know, he got to the point where I told him, I said, no, man, one time was enough, and that was it. You know, I said, we can't be friends. You know, if you're doing this here, we cannot be friends. And, you know, I didn't want to, but I had to cut him loose. And come to find out, he was a little deeper than that. He was molesting his girlfriend's little girls. And she had four girls. He was molesting one or two of them. Yeah, and he told me, you know, we can do this together. Nah, I dumped him, and I didn't look back. And it was about 2-3 months later, one of the girls told her mother, and they called the police. They locked him up. They said he was sent to prison. I don't know for how many years, but he was sent to prison. And see, in Jersey, there is a sex offender prison, all sex offenders. And I said, well, thank God I wasn't caught up with him. He's in prison. But thank God I'm still out here. And he was released. And I was told that 1 year after he was released, he died. He's gone. Didn't go. And I was so thankful that God didn't allow me to get caught up in that mess. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, your best friend, you don't think about these things. You know, you know who you are and what you want to do. And you just don't think about that happening to your close friends, you know, doing stuff like that. Who would have thought? I wouldn't have thought. We were friends over, what, 20? Plus years or something like that, yeah. And here he does that, invites me, but I refuse. I'm just so thankful that God didn't let me get caught up in that mess. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's how it is. You know, people just doing stuff. You don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. And, you know, by you being close with people, they want, oh, come on, man, you can try this just one time. You know, and we get caught up. We get caught up like that.
You know, that's how drugs get started.
That's how what?
Drugs get started. People, getting people to try drugs. Oh, this one time, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just that one time is enough to hook you for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The quality, once you get hooked, the quality of the drugs, they go downhill. They don't get any better, you know. And if you stop, I stopped, went to a rehab, and I was working in New York, and 9/11 happened. I lost my job, and I had to stay in the town where I grew up at.
I got caught up. I fell, got back into the drugs. I said, I got to get up out of here. So what I did, I moved to New York. I moved to Brooklyn, New York. And I was there for a while. I fell again. I fell. So I just gave it up. And I went to a shelter, right? And I got me a job. And I got me a job. Always had a job. Now, if I was getting high, I still had a job. And I stayed over there. I fell getting high. It got worse. It got worse and worse and worse. So I said, I got to really do something. Lord, help me get up out of here. So I moved to Uptown Manhattan, and things got better. Things got a lot better. I was reading the Bible. And on my job, my manager, he was a Middle Eastern guy. I don't know which country, but he gave me a Quran. He was a Muslim. And he gave me a Quran. I was reading the Quran and the Bible, and one day I said, no, this is not going to help me. So I just stuck with the Bible. And you know, things started to happen for me. God blessed me to get back with my wife. Well, she was married by that time, but he was working to get her out of a relationship. And we got together, we got married again. And, you know, we're both serving God. We're in the church. And we're living right as best we know. And we're trying to let other people know. This is, you know, you got to try this, you know. You never tried it before, but try this, you know, because it's the only way out. Jesus Christ came into the world so that we could be saved. And if we don't get saved, we will definitely be lost. And Revelation, well, all through the Bible tells you about the end times, but Revelation is something. It lets you know what's going to happen when the church gets up out of here, you know? And I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. No. No, because if I'm left here, if I don't go up in the rapture, I'll be left here, and my future is going to be in hell. And I just don't want that. Yes, I don't want that. You know, don't need that.
That's what my messages have been about this week. Is the third discussion today is the fact that if you're left, you're lost. If you're left behind, you're lost, and hell is your home. And then all this, and my thing was, you know how Revelation talk about the beauty of heaven, how beautiful heaven is? And I was talking about how can you miss heaven? How in the world can you miss heaven? How can you not choose heaven?
People get comfortable. They're ignorant to the grace of God and his mercy. It's free. It's right there in front of their face. They choose not to change or want to change what they've been doing. Most of them are just stuck. And you know, some of them might even be scared to change their lifestyle. You know? Taking a chance. We have to take a chance. It's a chance. It's an opportunity. You know, that's offered to us just by all our lives. Most of us. That's why we still have life. Yeah. And God is offering this from day one till whenever. But sometimes his mercy and grace runs out for a person. You know.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and people find themselves, well, I guess I'm old enough now. I ain't able to hit the club like I used to. So, you know, I'll just go ahead and go to church now. It might be too late, you know. Yeah. Some people don't realize that. There is a time limit on your life. There's a time limit on God's grace and mercy. You know, really?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and I thank God for a new opportunity each and every day so I can do something better than I did yesterday for the kingdom.
Because once you get left behind, there's no do-overs. There's no retreat. Nope. There's no reprieve. There's no praying your way out. There's nobody to pray you out. There's nothing. If Jesus is not coming back to hell to help those that die
right.
now. He did it way back
nope.
when he died,
mm-hmm.
but he's not doing it
that's
again.
It. No.
No,
he came,
God's
he
not
going to
cut
fruit.
He's not going to cut grain of fire.
Mm-hmm. No. No, he came to the earth one time. He came to the earth,
uh-huh.
and he left what we needed here. All we have, all people
yes,
have to
did.
Do is grab hold and hold on for the ride. That's all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
I used to say that you better get your ticket, because when the train leaves the station, it ain't making no stops along the way, and it ain't making no return trips. So if you got your ticket,
uh-uh.
you're good. You ain't got your ticket, you're just going to be left behind. Just that simple.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. But to God be the glory, we two of those that give our life to the Lord, and we trust in him to take care of us and to keep us through this
oh, yes.
world, the way things. Yes, yes. Just thanking God. Give him the praise. I give him the praise all through the day. Every
yes,
opportunity
I
get. Yes, yes. And with my client. When I pick my client up in the morning, I stop. I tell him, we got to have prayer. And we have a short prayer. Then we go ahead to the program. And on the way home, we have another short prayer, thanking God for the day. And then when I drop him off, I have a real short prayer with the Father myself, thanking him for allowing us to have that kind of a day, blessed day, safe day, you know. He provided
uh-huh.
for us to it. Yeah. And I just want him to know that I'm sincere about this thing. You know, too old
oh,
to
yes.
be playing games. Yeah, too old.
Everybody's too old to be playing games. How about you if you're 20? You're too old to be playing games.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Too old. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You got that. Yes, you do. You got that right. Okay. I've got 8 minutes. Nobody? I had a call, but he dropped. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And still, she's not going through this. That's why she didn't call.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. It's really good.
Okay.
Mm. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
No, I said, sis, she didn't join us this evening. My wife, she wasn't feeling
uh-huh.
too good, so she didn't join. She didn't join us this evening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That bless her heart.
Yeah, she's getting better. I anointed her with oil and prayed for her. Last night, so I'm going to do the same thing tonight.
Oh, yes.
That's our most powerful weapon, prayer. It is.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is. It is. It is. It is. Okay. All right. Well, I got nothing else. I'm about spent. You will.
Bless your heart.
Do you have something you want to pass along?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah,
today,
okay.
I was all the way up. I was all the way up on my legs.
Yeah?
I could
wow.
only do it one time. I tried again, but I only did it one time. I was up, and
uh-huh.
I was praising the Lord for it because he said he was going to do it, and he's doing it. That's
yeah.
the first step.
That's right. He's doing it. He's doing it. And
yes, he
time,
is.
You know,
yes,
time,
he is.
Thank God. Yes, we truly thank God for that. Yes, and I was told you had a visitor.
Yes, I did. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
He told me. Yeah, he told me he went to visit you. Yeah, that now.
Yes,
praise
he did.
God
I was so happy to see him.
Yeah, praise God, praise God, praise God. Somebody other than family.
Uh-huh. Well, he's
yep.
my spiritual therapy. He's your brother, but
yes.
my spiritual therapy.
I understand. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he has opportunity to do these things now because his wife passed. So he's got time on his hands. So yeah, so it appears that he's making the best out of it.
He told me that the Lord told him that the Holy Spirit told him to come see me.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said the Spirit led him to come visit you. Yeah.
We had a good conversation.
Well,
he is so wonderful.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
I smiled the whole time. I was so happy.
Yeah. We're going to have to try to come and visit you because the first time I asked the niece, and she worked
you're breaking up, sweetie. I can hardly understand you. I can tell on the way.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You can hear me now? Okay. Yeah. I had asked your niece one time about coming to visit you, and she said it wasn't a good time. So we have relatives in Winston, and my wife's brother, he used to be in that same facility you're in once upon a time.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this was years before this happened to you. Yeah. But we used to be all, my wife's got, her brother used to live there. He passed. He lived there. Peace Haven. He lived down on Peace Haven. Our daughter lives there. She lives over there off of Martin Luther King Boulevard. We got our grandson and his people. They live, I can't think of it, some kind of woods.
Taylor Woods?
Huh?
Is it Salem Woods? Papa Jonestown?
No, not out that way. God, I can't. Off Silas Creek Parkway. They live out that way.
Oh, okay.
Up past the university. And who else we know in Winston? We got a granddaughter. She lives out in the suburbs, what we call suburbs. She lives on the outskirts of town. Yeah. Yeah, we've been in Winston kind of regular there for a minute, going to visit our people. Yeah, yeah. So
I'm sorry that you would.
Yeah.
I'm sure you come anytime. Anytime between 8:30 and 8:30. Yeah, 8:30 and 8.
Okay.
You can come anytime.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, then they'll signal me. We got 90 seconds, so we got about a minute. Yeah, we got a minute now. So I'll go ahead and say the prayer, or would you care to say it?
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, and I appreciate you for having me on this program. Thank you, Lord, because you made it possible. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for loving me.
Thank you
for loving us.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it for us, Lord. Continue to do it. Move, Lord. Move beside me. Move beside Nikki. Move beside those that are listening and help them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Since I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, once again, thank you, Miss Margaret. Possibly next, you may may give you the show. I'll let you know. Okay. All right.
Okay.
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 All
just let me know what you need me to do. Shalom.
Okay, I will. Shalom.
Shalom, sweetie. You be good.